This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Esther Chiamichele. Can you imagine a world with no gender divisions in sports? UAB sociologist Adrian Milner can. Not only that, she wants to help make it happen. She's co-written a new book called Sex Segregation in Sports, Why Separate is Not Equal. WBHM's Dan Carson caught up with her to ask what else she hopes to accomplish and why.
Similar to racial segregation, sex segregation denotes the inferiority of women. And until women are allowed to play in integrated contexts and reach their full potential as athletes and people, we will never have equality in sports and in the broader society. So the main arguments of the book are comparing the social construction of race and sex to show that these things are inventions, they're not real, and there's no reason why we should have women and men playing in separate contexts, just like we don't have blacks and whites playing in separate contexts or going to schools in separate contexts.
Now, are those two ways of separating people, are they really similar? I mean, to many people, the reasons for separating men and women in sports seem pretty clear.
We don't think so. We look at race as a social construction. It is not genetic. It's not biological. And we believe the same is for sex. First of all, that male-female dichotomy, it doesn't cover everyone, right? We have trans people, intersex people, and so on. And even if there were differences between men and women, that doesn't equal definite differences in sports. You know, there's no football gene. I think the idea that men and women shouldn't play together, again, you don't play football, you don't play any sports with your genitalia. There's no reason to separate people. And we learned with Brown versus Board of Education that separate can never be equal.
But aren't there some real biological differences between men and women as far as the ability to, say, put on muscle mass or the angles that the knee joints hit the ground with? Aren't there real biological differences that do sort of penalize women in a way when it comes to athletic performance?
There could be biological differences, but that doesn't, again, mean that some women or some men aren't better or worse at sports. So just taking the averages, it amounts to statistical discrimination by saying, yeah, maybe some women might have knee problems or some men might be able to put on more muscle, but that doesn't mean that some men won't have knee problems. And muscle is not the be-all and end-all of sports ability. You look at someone like Steph Curry, who is small, he's rather small for an NBA player, and he just won the MVP this year. So even if there were differences in ability to put on muscle or in injury rates, those differences are not group specific. And even if they were, that doesn't mean there wouldn't be some opportunities. Let's say if women are always smaller than men, they can still have positions on football teams as kickers. And maybe other sports like diving, where we would look at maybe being smaller as an advantage, women might excel in that area.
You think there should not be men's and women's categories in those sports or any sports?
In any sports.
What's the harm in it?
That separation connotes the inferiority of women. And that inferiority affects women's motivation to play. And taken together, that serves to retard the development of women and deprive them of some of the benefits they would receive in an integrated context.
Now, what would you say to someone who says sports are valued too highly in general, even for men? It would be better if we didn't spend so much time and energy and passion on learning how to do things on a field and developed our brains instead to fight the problems that humanity faces right now.
Sports do occupy a major part of our culture. Sports show the main problems of other aspects of society, like pay inequality, domestic violence. They're evident in our sports context. And sports are also very beneficial. Physical activity is obviously important in cutting down obesity, heart disease. Women who participate in sports are oftentimes less likely to be victims of abuse or to have eating disorders. And we really try to look at our argument in a social context where we believe it could really result in the reduction of violence against women. If we look at women as subjects and not objects, and we can look to women as strong and give them confidence and those sorts of things that come with sports. We also believe physical and mental health could be improved. Sex integration would also benefit LGBT populations. Trans individuals are sometimes excluded excluded from competition. We believe the benefits align not just with goals in sports and women's potential in sports, and also men's benefits. We believe they align with broad social goals for progress.
That was Adrian Milner, co-author of Sex Segregation in Sports, Why Separate is Not Equal, speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson. You can hear Milner on Cheerleading, Men's Balance Beam, and Ways to Make Sports More Equal on our website, WBHM.org.